A popular Outcast production.
Testing 1, 2, 3. La 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 la. Trying to get my volume. La 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 la. Clearing my throat. Hello. Oh God, that's loud. Hello, 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 hello again, listeners. excuse me. Welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Hooray! I am your host, Mike Carpenter. So, it is 4:55 p.m. I am, I guess I'm not really on my way to work. I do work tonight, but I'm on my way to my friend's house, and we are going to go bowling. I am awful at bowling. I love bowling, but I don't know if I've ever gotten a score over, like, 75 points. Pretty bad. But I'm a giant dude, and I love just launching cannonball style a fucking 16-pound ball as hard as I can at pins and trying to make as loud as the noise as possible. So that's fun. But this episode, I have some stuff to talk about. First off, work stuff. Where I work isn't so important, and I'm not really going to talk about where I work. I can talk about what I do. I work at a grocery store, and I work third shift, and I do, pretty much my job is to either unload trucks and freight and stock stuff on shelves, like remove product from truck and place on shelf while the store is closed. It's an easy job. I actually like it because I get to listen to podcasts all night and I don't have to deal with customers and blah blah blah. But I do have to deal with assholes, fellow associates. I don't know if it's just this area. I guess every job, you'll always have assholes to work with. I've never had a job where every single person I worked with was just chill as fuck. There's usually one or two. Sadly, at this job, it's almost the opposite, where there is maybe one or two who are not shit pieces. Just a lot of racist, a lot of closed-minded, homophobic, blah, 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 blah. Just sexist, you know, whatever, everything. The whole nine, the whole fucking enchilada of shitholeness. And I've had some issues with one in particular. Recently, where and I don't even know if he would be considered a manager. It's almost more like a shift leader, like, I mean, pretty much he does what my job is, except for he gets required full time and he has a slight sense of authority. Now, that being said, he takes his job way too serious and likes to get into I think the way I worded it earlier to other people was that he likes to make sure everyone knows how big he thinks his dick is. As far as just pushing his boundaries into authority. Especially with me. Now I have a lot of ideas of maybe why it could be a me personally thing. And yeah, I'll get into it. Fuck it, why not? Who gives a shit? Sorry, there might be a lot of background noise here. Bumps and, you know, I live on a mountain. What are you gonna do? I am in my car, in case you couldn't tell. I assumed you all knew that. By the background noise. But anyway, so dude is just a wee little dude. Just a little thing. You know, tiny little. I don't want to call him a man, because he's barely out of adolescence. Yeah, way young. Now, I understand that his life is probably very hectic. He goes to school full-time. Full-time in college. Full-time work. Very busy person. Probably doesn't have a lot of money. I get all this. Probably a very, very frustrating life that he is living. That being said, do not take your frustrations with your own lack of control in your own life out on me, because you will not win. Because I am not that guy that you can push around. That being said, I kind of am. I am a giant pushover. I do not like starting ruckuses. I don't fight, especially. I mean, not that like that's even an issue. But I am too old to get into pissing contests and to, you know, oh, you think your dick's big, try this dick. Burr, 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 burr. Like, that's that's not my thing, man. I'm not all about that. I just go to work, I do my job, I get off work, and then I live my life. My life is not my job. This individual does not seem to agree with that concept in his own life, and doesn't like that I have that concept about my own. And I don't know if it's a, I don't know what his issue, I guess, is with it, but whatever, fuck him. So, earlier in the week, well, throughout the last few weeks, even probably a couple months, every so often there would be a, like, we get three breaks in a night. We get one break, a paid break, like, just like a short 15-minute, then we have our lunch break, which is a paid half hour, and then we have, near the end of the night, another paid break for another 15 minutes. Now, I'm a smoker, and there is only one other smoker at our store who is, I would describe as a scary dude. He and I have no issues. I actually like him somewhat. Decent guy. But, definitely an intimidating fellow. Ex-Marine, early 40s, I'd say. Does not take shit from anybody ever. Good for him. Good for you, sir. I mean that. You know, when people don't take shit, cool. So, there is no way in hell anyone will ever tell him he can't get his breaks to smoke his cigarettes and to do whatever he wants to fucking do on his break that he is allowed to do. Now, me, on the other hand, if I am working and this other individual is not scheduled, so I am the only smoker in the store, the manager-ish kid who I'm having issues with likes to take some, if not all, of my breaks, not the paid ones, but not my lunch break, because that I'm required to take, like, by law, but the other two will like to have us work through those breaks, and I have great issue with that, because I'm a goddamn smoker, and I like to smoke my cigarettes, and even if I didn't smoke, I'd want to take those fucking breaks. I didn't always smoke. There was a good 8 months where I quit. I didn't smoke on my breaks, but I still wanted those breaks, and I still took them. But anyway, so in our handbook for work, like, we have a, like a set guidelines. In this book, it says, like, it is company policy, we, all employees working over 8 hours, or working 8 hours or more for a shift, are entitled to their two paid breaks. Now, I pointed this out to him, and he still, that's not the way he does it, and that's not the way he thinks it should work. So, since he doesn't think it should work that way, it doesn't work that way. Again, one of those guys. What he thinks goes, because he knows better than company policy. Even though he's barely old enough to drink, and this is his first job, and he knows nothing about anything. Again, I don't know everything about everything, but I just know when your company has a policy, you kind of have to follow it. That's part of companies. That's part of, you know, when you get the job, you sign the contracts, and you agree to their policies. Doesn't matter if, it just doesn't matter. Like, if you're required to wear a uniform, it might not be federal law that you need to wear that uniform, but it's that company's policy that all employees wear that uniform. You know, everyone understands that. Or if you have to, put your hair up, or you have to tie your fucking shoes, you know, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of other things outside. You can't chew tobacco in your store or in your company. Some companies, I'm sure you can, but, you know, ours, you can't. Again, might not be federal law, but it's part of company policy. So he and I had a bit of a pissing contest the one night, and I just, during my last break, he did not want me to have my last break, and, it was about 4:10 or so. Usually our last break is at 4 o'clock. I walked out of my aisle and said, "Hey, I'm going out for a cigarette, because it's break time." And he's like, "Oh, well, there's no time for a break." I'm like, "Oh, I wasn't asking. I'm just telling you I'm going out for my cigarette." And, of course, he didn't like that, because, whatever, fuck him, because he has an attitude, and he is a child, and children don't like being told what to do. So, pissing contest ensued. Fuck it, I went out for my cigarette. I also happened to have my company handbook in my car. I grabbed that, brought it inside, laid it down on the desk for him, and said, "Hey, if you need to refresh yourself on the company rules, here, have this." And, of course, more pissing. And eventually it went to, we had a little meeting with our store manager in the morning. Because I told him I'd rather take care of it internally than externally, which I had no problem. If I needed to call HR, I could do so. You know, the human resources number is right on our wall. So, of course, the store manager, you know, let me read this. And he read it, and he's like, "Yes, Mike, you are right. It says right here, it's company policy. I'm not really sure why there's an issue." And, hey, guess what? Fun story, buddy. I'm not sure why there's an issue either. But that being said, a small victory for me, though I am sure there's going to be, and there has been, though I only worked one day since, because, you know, I've had some days off, and that's just how my schedule is, and this is only a couple days ago that this happened, like 3 or 4 days ago. Probably 3 days ago. Sorry, turning and checking my lanes and all that fun shit. But yeah, it's only about 3 days ago since this happened, and I've worked one day since, and, well, one day with him since, I guess I should say. I worked with the other manager, who I have no issues with. I've yet to take any issues with the other manager. He and I actually get along pretty well. That whole night, I pretty much just got the silent treatment. And he seemed to be taking some kind of stance against taking his own breaks. Everyone else can have breaks, but he's going to work through his. And that'll teach me a lesson. You fucking child. You fucking turd. But, so, I figure if I have any more issues with anything, fuck it. Why try to be peaceful and be an adult and try to take care of things man to man? Fuck it, just call HR. Fuck it. You know, maybe he doesn't want to have his job that much. So that's that. I do have some stand-up stuff to talk about, and I think I'm going to take a break, and then I'll talk about that after I get off work. And then I can, yeah, talk about the stand-up stuff. So, that's all for work stuff. So, yeah, small victory for me, you know, standing up for myself, which I rarely ever do. Yeah, so that's that. I was pretty happy that day when I got off work, because I knew he was just fucking fuming pissed, and he lost his little pissing match. Oh, yeah, also, I guess one of the reasons why I think it's a personal thing against me, again, being that he's such a small little dainty human, I am a giant dude. I look quite intimidating if you don't know me, but once you get to know me, you realize I'm just a giant peaceful hippie, and people around this area don't like peaceful little hippies. You know, if I don't go outside and shoot animals for fun, I'm obviously not a man, not a real guy. Ugh. So, whatever, fuck him. So that's it. Yeah, break time. What?
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
And we're back. Oof. Pulling out of the gas station. It is 6:39 p.m. a.m. now. It is also fucking frigid cold. Holy shit. Jesus Christ in a barrel, man. It is, 14 degrees currently, but I just started my car up, and I am, slightly south of I'm about a half hour south of where I live, which is where I'm going home. I just got off work. So it's only going to get colder as I get to home, because it usually drops about 5 degrees or so from where, god, there's so many bumps right now, sorry. But yeah, it's about a good 5 degree difference, between where I work and where I live. So that's that. But anyway, so earlier in the episode talked about work bullshit, blah, 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 blah. I worked tonight with said person. I'm going to refer to person as Tiny Dancer. I don't know why, but I just had that song stuck in my head all night. So yeah, I worked with Tiny Dancer tonight, and, I don't know, pretty much just got the silent treatment most of the night. Tried to be nice here and there. I did. And didn't really get much, but whatever, fuck it. I'm an adult. I'm just going to let shit lay until I need to do anything else, if I do, which I'm not expecting many problems, but whatever. I was all jazzed up about it earlier, and now I'm a little calmer, whatever. But part two of this episode is to talk about stand-up. Let's see, what's today? I think today is the 25th of November. So at the end of this month, the last Saturday will be the 30th. And on the 30th, there is another Mike's No Mic open mic in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. you should all go and check that shit out. But I'll be performing again, you know, as long as no random acts of God prevent me from being there. My set for this open mic, you know, I would really like to do stand up at more than one place, so I can feel comfortable reusing the same jokes over and over again, like real comedians do. But because it's almost the exact same crowd, I mean, you know, with obviously some exceptions, but it's a lot of the same crowd every month. I just kind of feel, I'd feel bad retelling the same jokes, even though I would probably tell them slightly different and better, because that's, my heat is really loud, sorry. I would obviously, like, you know, rework them, because that's how comedy is done. You do jokes, you rework the jokes that don't work, you just fucking scrap, because they're shit, and I have definitely written some shitters in my day. Anyway, this set, is much, much different than the other ones I've done. I'm not done with it yet. I actually sat down and wrote for this one also. Like, usually I just kind of think of jokes on the fly. Like, just throughout my day, whenever I'll think of something funny, I'll just kind of jot it down, then just try to work it and do a set. But, I actually sat down and wrote for this one. Like, last night I wrote for about 3 hours. I wrote for a couple hours the other day. I've been doing a lot of writing for this one. I'm going to try to make it seem like I'm not doing writing. kind of. I don't know. It's going to be weird. But, I'm hoping it goes well. Yeah, like, it's just kind of, it's very conceptual. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's either going to fucking bomb, or it's going to fucking do awesome. I'm expecting a 50-50 chance of one of those things happening. I know there's a chance it might just kind of go mediocre, but I don't think it's going to. It's going to go one of two ways. So we'll see. We'll find out, I guess, at the end of the week. But, yeah, hopefully, if any listeners have not gone to one yet and you live, in the central Pennsylvania area, or if you're only live not far away, but you're just looking for something to do, come to the Fraternity of the Eagles, something like that, in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Pretty much if you just Google, like, Eagles Lodge or Eagles whatever, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, you'll find it. But yeah, check it out. I think it's at like 8 o'clock or something. I don't know, I'm bad at times. There's a Facebook page if you search Mon Mom, like, or just like MNMOM, or just like, actually, I think you could probably just find it by searching Mike's No Mic Open Mic. excuse me. But yeah, come check it out. It's a good time. A lot of good performers. Not including myself, because I definitely would not consider myself to be a good performer yet. I would like to be one someday, and I'm, you know, I guess the way I see it, since I don't want to rework the same jokes over, I'm going to try something slightly different every time, and that is how I'm trying to get better at what I'm doing, by trying new things every time, as opposed to, like, not just writing new jokes, but writing new styles of jokes. Like, this time I'll try to do a lot of callbacks and see how that goes, and see if I have my older, see if in that set the previous jokes were strong enough to get a good laugh from a callback, or, you know, just different types of material, like religious shit or sex shit or, you know, really dirty shit or not so dirty shit, whatever. I am a kind of dirty minded guy, I'm not gonna lie. You've listened to this, so you are well aware. My brain goes into the dark places sometimes. Oh no. but yeah, oh yeah, I got the, my job very dusty, very, very dusty, and my allergies suck. Fucking suck. So my throat is generally filled with dust and gross. at the end of my shifts. But that's that. Oh, I make a lot of noises. Sorry, guys. Stand-up. I don't really know if I have any goals in doing stand-up. I guess I would like to someday maybe make a living out of it, but that would involve... that would involve me moving and not having any kind of backup plan or something to fall back on. And that slightly terrifies me. Like, if I had, like, a degree that I knew I could, like, fall back on, you know, and, like, oh, I have a fucking teaching degree, you know, I can, if this doesn't work out, I can always just go back to teaching. Or, like, just some of one of those kind of things, I'd feel a lot better. Or, like, if I had, like, family in New York City, or at least, like, some really good friends there, that I know, like, oh, I could just go there, fucking do what I need to do, to, like, get on my feet, and then, you know, if shit really goes fucking south, I got a little fallback. I can, you know, crash there for a little bit, but, I don't, or if I had, like, a fucking, you know, if I won the goddamn lottery and I'd have to worry about working or actually, you know, paying for things, that would be fucking ideal, but I don't see that happening. I don't see how people just fucking, like, to me, I don't, like, not like I don't get the mindset, I fully fucking get the mindset. I 100% understand the want to just leave and start completely fresh. Like, oh, I'm just gonna move here, not know anyone, just fucking make a whole new life. I fully get that. I think that'd be great. But I don't understand how people physically do it. Like, how, unless you have, like, a giant little nest egg of money saved up, or giant little, or if you have, like, that family thing, or if you have that, like, friend thing, like, if you don't have, like, that kind of backup plan, I don't see how you do it. Like, I don't see how I could just move, like, we'll say New York City, why not, just, like, move somewhere in New York, knowing no one, not having a job, not having a place to stay. Like, how do you find all those things right away? And with, like, I don't know how it's done. I don't get it. Listeners, help me out. Give me some advice. I will fucking take it. I'll take the shit out of it. And, like, the thing is, like, I've had friends who've done this. Like, I have, like, some good friends who've just fucking packed up and left one day. And they moved to either Philly or another state. Just fucking moved. I don't know how they did it. Now, the one I know has had a little saved up for quite a while and then just packed up and left. And, but even like that, even with, like, the money, I guess, like, what if you don't find a fucking place to stay? Like, in, like, oh, I can't, like, apartments aren't always easy to find, you know, like, in your price range. And I would hate to get an apartment before I got a job, but I mean, I'd be afraid I would get an apartment and then not be able to find a job in that first month or in even 3 months. I don't know. I worry. I super worry about things like that, and I don't think I'd be able to do it. But hopefully someday I'll fucking just, you know, fucking do it. But till then, I mean, there are some, like, comedy clubs-ish in my state. Only, like, oh, God, maybe, like, one or two within 2 hours. But even those, like, I've looked to see when they have open mic nights and shit, and it's real fucking rare. But, oh, can I... Sorry, buddy. Cutting you off. Not really. Kind of. But pulled out in front of somebody. So, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's my brain. That's how it's functioning. One second here, excuse me. Oh, goddamn. So, work and comedy aside, I don't think much else is rattling around my brain. I've had a lot of panic attacks lately. I'm not really sure why. I've been, like, super anxiety-ish. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Like, the other day I was just driving, and I was listening to... what podcast? I want to say I was listening to You Made It Weird. And... they were just talking about, like, what happens after death. Like, their ideas on that shit. Pete Holmes and whatever guest he had on. And, oh, God, just fucking mega panic attack. Like, oh, the thought of dying, man. And I've had a bunch lately. I just, it doesn't take much. I was at the bar the other night, just having a good time. And, it's like hunting season where I live right now. So, a fucking bunch of old asshole fucking American hunters came in the bar and fucking stormed the place. But just seeing that many old people one place, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna be that old someday. If I'm lucky. Like, if I fucking beat the odds and like, you know, don't die randomly from a car crash or a fucking plane engine falling through my house or, you know, a goddamn aneurysm or fucking... you know, anything that just randomly kills people for no fucking reason. If I'm lucky, I'll get to be old someday. And it's probably not that far away. In, like, the fucking... like, in the timeline of the universe. Like, I think ideally, I might make it to 100. And I don't expect that to happen at all. Like, I would say... If maybe someday I get healthy-ish, maybe to, like, my 70s, you know, that'd be kind of cool, but, like, if I make it to 70, like, how small is 70 years in, like, in the timeline of the world? Like, it's nothing. Like, my life is barely even a concept. Like, it's barely even, like, a blink in the timeline of the world. You know? And I hate that thought. I hate knowing that I will be dead so much fucking longer than I'll be alive. Like, infinitely longer. In theory, if time is infinite, and there always has been, and there always will be, in theory, like, a time, a concept of time, movement in the universe... to show the passing of time. If time is infinite, I will barely have ever existed. Actually, if time is infinite, I'll have never really existed because, I mean, like 4 billion years from now, I will, you know, be completely lost. It'll be like I've never existed at all. Almost gave myself a panic attack. Ooh, man. I might work myself into a panic attack for my podcast. Oh, shit. Fuck. So I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna get my mind off things. So we'll end this episode now so I can smoke a cigarette. Because that'll make me live longer. Oh, fuck. Yep. Plugs. Find me. In the world. By the way, there's a new podcast in the network called Serving Ice. It's super fucking funny. And I love that they don't really plug themselves. They just say, find us. Like, in the world. Just find us. I think that's great. But, yeah, you can find me on Facebook, search Mixin' It Up with Mike Carpenter, follow me on Twitter, at Mike's Shit, MikesShit, you know, you can always go to the fucking, the webpage, like the blog page, it's mixinitup.popularoutcast.com, check out some of the other podcasts on popularoutcast.com while you're out there, it's pretty sweet. ooh, I feel better, but I need a cigarette. Ooh, I like that. I didn't get a full-blown panic attack, but I got damn close. Like, I had to really fucking shut the brain off, which is not easy to do. I have a good distraction right now, though, so thank God. But, shit, where was I? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, iTunes, man. If you guys want to, you know, look me up on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. What, help me out, get some new listeners and shit. That'd be sweet. any kind of feedback through any of these channels is more than welcome. It is encouraged. Call my Google Voice number, 702-PODCUNT. That's PODCUNT. And blah, 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 blah. If you want to be super duper private, you can email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. For anonymous whatnots. And last but not least, Snapchat. Look me up on Snapchat. MIUWMC, the abbreviation for Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. I love Snapchat. I'm all about that shit. So that's all for now. And thanks for listening. And you guys are awesome. Hooray! But I gotta get out of here so I can smoke a cigarette. Because I gave myself a fucking panic attack. Hooray! Bye.